You don't need to ask the sun to shine when it's already shining. Meaning exists. You don't have to create it. At the same time, what does meaning have to do with you? This question makes the direction clear. There are stars in the sky at night, but if you're indoors, you don't see them. The mechanical mind is like a roof. It keeps us from seeing reality. So we need to find out how to come out from under the mind. We don't have the energy or the ability to force the mechanism of associative thoughts to stop. The periphery of the mind always has thoughts. One direction towards reality is to come to silence, to the place of no thought. The purpose of coming to no thought is to have a taste of your existence, a taste that lets you know, I am. When you taste I am, you see that thoughts are not your enemy. The events of life are not your enemy. As they take place, you could be with the taste of I am. That means non-identification with your thoughts, with the events of life. It means seeing thoughts as thoughts, events as events. It means seeing feelings as feelings, not thinking you are those feelings. It means not thinking you are this body. Then what are you? If you come to the point where you actually see you are not your thoughts, your feelings, or your body, you may begin to see you are that which is conscious of those thoughts, feelings, and sensations. You can ask yourself, where am I right now? Or even more simply, where is my mind right now? If you periodically ask yourself, you'll see that your mind is not with your body. Yet you have a chance to bring your mind to your body by asking your mind to stay with the process of inhalation and exhalation, for example, or to experience the weight of the body or the body's posture. When your mind is with your body, you are not alone. Your energy is not dispersed. It's with you. When body and mind are together, you have much more strength to deal with the events of life. When they are not together, you live your life in fear and anxiety. When they are together, you have energy you can use towards becoming yourself. If a million people were to say the truth, it would be fresh and alive every time. The search for the truth is the only search that is alive and dynamic. The path of the truth never becomes crowded by the other searchers. If you say, I am, a million times, while you are, you never repeat yourself, because the truth is. There is no truth which was or will be, and because it always is, it's always fresh. It's as though there are two kinds of time. One is passing time. The other is existing time. In passing time, you're just part of a story about life, but you don't really exist. Passing time is like the ripples on the surface of the ocean. When you come to existing time, you see that passing time doesn't really exist. Existing time is the whole ocean. When you're in existing time, you see passing time for what it is, and at the same time, you know you exist. Because what are these little waves, these ripples? They're ocean water. Where do they fall back to? To the ocean. So in reality, passing time arises out of the timeless moment and dissolves back into the timeless moment. Existing time is the timeless moment itself. Everything real is eternal, and the mind is too dull to enter into the eternal. You see your entire past and entire future exist right now in this very moment. This is the reality of it, but you can only taste this reality within yourself.